This video is all about photons and what they actually are, and also a bit of a start to looking at quantum physics, which is a bit that you don't really do at GCSE and sounds pretty cool and exciting. However, it's not as bad as it's sometimes made out to be. So a lot of work had gone on for a long time looking at both the wave model and the particle model for light. And Newton thought a long time ago that actually light is made out of little particles called corpuscles, but that doesn't explain some of the wave properties we have, like diffraction and refraction. And in 1901, so just over 100 years ago, we had Max Planck. Part of the work that Max Planck looked at was what we call black body radiation. And this is the kind of black body radiation curve we might have emitted by an object. And there's a link between the energy and the wavelength. And what he theorised was that radiation is emitted in discrete packets of energy. And this is what was known as quanta. So we basically quantized the energy into small discrete layers. And he then looked at the energy of each quantum of energy, so the smallest unit of energy you might have had. And what he said that there is a link between the energy and the frequency. And this link between the two of them, well, there must be a constant here, which is what is called Planck's constant. So E is equal to HF. But that wasn't exactly the photon, okay? This is just saying there's a link between the energy emitted and the frequency of that emitted radiation. But it was 4 years later, in about 1905, that Einstein really sort of published his work on the idea that energy isn't just emitted in a discrete packet of energy, but it actually continues. And this concentrated packet of energy has particle-like properties, sometimes given a symbol a bit like this to show that it's a discrete little packet of energy. And this is what is called a photon. Here we have a rather badly drawn picture of the EM spectrum, which we've already had a few videos about. And what we find is that we have waves, as we think about them, going from radio waves at one end through to gamma at the other. So the idea that Einstein really came up with is that energy exists in these discrete packets of quanta, and we maybe had the low energy photons at one end moving through the higher and higher energies, the visible light going from red through to violet, then the ultraviolet, which is more energetic. There's more energy in an X-ray photon, and finally the gamma ray photons are the most energetic of all. And that's because these have the highest frequency waves, and therefore they have the most highly energetic photons. So what else do we know about these photons? Well, we know certain things, perhaps. If you have maybe three photons combining together, that does effectively give us the white light, for example, which is why we don't have the white light in the spectrum down here. Also, the things about the photons that we need to know is that they are massless, okay? So they have no mass, or their rest mass is equal to zero. And what that means is that they therefore travel at the speed of light. Or in actual fact, they can only travel at the speed of light. Anything that has no mass only travels at the speed of light. For example, some of the exchange particles, in which case the photon is one of those. And anything which does have mass can never get to the speed of light. What else about it? Well, we already know that E is equal to HF. And we know from previous work that the speed is equal to F lambda. So we can combine these two equations to also say that the energy is equal to HC over lambda. So we can look at the fact that these massless particles travel at the speed of light, and we can look at the energy if we know about what Planck's constant is, and then if we have some of the other kind of wave-like properties at the time. So these photons are pretty amazing. These tiny particles of light, of which there are billions and billions travelling around all over the place, they allow us to look at certain effects that the wave properties of radiation don't allow us to really kind of fully understand. And, you know, there are certain things which are amazing. For example, when you see the stars at night, a photon must have been emitted by that star maybe millions of years ago, and the first thing it's actually hit after travelling through space for maybe millions and millions of years is the back of your eye, where that little bundle of energy, that little packet of energy, has caused that signal to go down your brain, or down the optic nerve into your brain, to actually let you see that star which is out there. So these are pretty amazing things, and it's one of the ways that we can actually model the world.